アメガネブ
isang magandang gabi.
Gabi.
Araw sa inyong lahat.
And this is the 53rd Roundtable of Tapos. I'm Jay.
Mr. A.
And okay, so nandito tayo ngayon sa Carinas, Locos Empanada, dito sa The Collective at Makati. And we just got ourselves home from, or we're not still yet home, but we have done our coverage of Otaku Summer Jam 2014. Yes. First Otaku event organized by L5R Events Productions. So,
ayun.
Okay.
Nandito kami.
Yeah, nandito kami. Kakain kami.
Habang kumakain. Since nagsalita na si Jay about comparison between BOA Summer Live, which you can hear on the episode 51.
Uh-oh.
Ay, 52 na pala. So,
yeah, 52. This is 53rd.
Oh, this is 53. Oh. Yeah. Huwag niyong isipin na araw-arawin na namin yung podcast, ha? But don't get your expectations up.
Yep. It just so happens that we
sunod-sunod lang yung events.
Yep.
So, ayun. I hope na marinig nyo kami ng maayos rito. So, where should we start? Sino ba si L5R?
So basically, L5R, nasabi na natin to sa preview ng Otaku Summer Jam before, no? So, which is available on site. Now, L5R Events Productions has been holding events for independent artists. More so like the UP Underground, if you know. Na they both cater to the independent music scene.
Kumbaga, ito yung mga hipster band. I mean, for people...
For people with different tastes. So, yeah.
People who sway away from the mainstream.
Yes. Is that very appropriate.
Is that what you call hipster? Well, anyway, I'm not using the word hipster as a... That's the actually the term.
Okay.
So, ayun
so,
nga.
So they
decided to have a anime event for some reason.
For some reason. But before they made this Otaku Summer Jam, they also held a meetup for one of the NBA superstars. NBA.
Ah, NBA.
So they, from indie artists, they went on to get
sports
and now they're going to the otaku scene.
So they're expanding their horizon.
Yes, basically like that. Inunahan mo ako sa pagsasabi nun.
We almost think alike na.
Yeah.
Oh. So yun sila. Now, ito yung una nilang event and na-move to ng maraming beses eh.
No. Maraming beses is exaggeration. Na-move siya ng
Tatlo. Di ba is that considered na marami na?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. Eh, anong?
So, basically,
yung una,
since they're expanding... Since bago sa otaku scene, basically that happens. Now, they start, anong pinakaunang announced na event date nila?
March 26.
That was weeks before Holy Week. Anong coinciding event nun?
Wala yata. Alam ko lang yung isa.
Yan. So, proceed tayo sa susunod na...
May... Di ba yung... Di ba nag-judge ka nun? Around that
March
time?
March 26.
Hindi that specific time. Malapit lang dun.
So after ako nag-judge sa Valenzuela, that happened that like
parang supposedly
that supposed to happen. That was the Otaku Encore Cosplay Idol Season 2 qualifiers at Las Piñas. Oh,
parang second week
yata. Ah, of course. Oh, hindi, okay. Hindi ano.
Oh, iba na 'yon.
Oh, iba na 'yon. So which is another case. Now, second announced date nila.
Yung second was somewhere around the Uzin Day, April.
Yes, that's April 27, 2014. Oh. That is the 30th of Uzin. Lugi sila doon.
Oh, hindi ko masabi malulugi. Kasi,
yes, kasi...
Oh, lahat ng tao nagsipon. Pero anyway, it's a good call na rin. Kasi,
yes.
Pero nakasulat naman doon. Parang sinabi lang ng B-side na mag-move lang nila ng ano eh.
Yes.
Yung ano eh. So, they did that.
Did B-side said that or did the organizers?
Yeah, nabasa ko sa email eh.
Oh, I don't know.
When I was searching kanina kasi kung ano yung kailangan para sa ano, pass. Mm. So, ayun.
Okay. And the last announced date was?
This May 3rd.
May 3rd, 2014. Na ang event ngayon coinciding is Blush Convention at UP Ikeda Hall.
Ngayon yun.
And if you were able to hear, malapit din kami sa PNR terminal dito sa Makati.
Oo nga eh. Kaya pala, oo nga, pamilyar. Kaya akala ko nga yun dito na ako sa Google Maps. Yun yung MRT. PNR pala yun.
Gusto mo pumunta ng Bicol?
Hop on to Bicol. The Bicol Express.
The Bicol Express. Now, so yun nga, May 3. So, coinciding yun. Pero those events,
sadly,
that event is catered
pero so thankfully pala, no, hindi ako sumali. Hindi ako nakakuha ng ticket sa Blush.
Why?
Hindi na tayo.
Yan. Tapos?
Ha?
Tapos?
Ayun. Kalang. Kaya nandito tayo.
Okay.
So, mamaya na yung habang nandito yung ating ano.
Mamaya na ating food.
Okay.
So, now. We, ano, dapat si Mickey sasama sa'yo eh.
Oo nga eh. Pero wala siya eh. Bakit kayo?
He had a meeting ba yun or interview?
Interview.
O
baka siya pang tanggapin doon, malay natin.
Malay natin. Good luck na lang kay Mickey.
Maging
pero...
part na siya ng bilyar. Bilyar.
Group
companies.
Yeah.
Ewan ko na bang official?
Vistalan
Corp. Yung bang corporate
Vistalan
name
nila? Vistalan Inc. Yeah.
Anyway.
The home of Crown Asia, Camellia, Star... Hindi, iba yung Star Malls eh.
Pero nagkataon doon lang sila naka-office,
yes.
No?
Yes. Mm. Now, ano mangyayari kay Mickey pagkatapos nito? Kasi we rushed these things up eh.
Oo nga eh. Ikaw, ano magagawin mo supposedly ngayong araw?
I'll be preparing my post-event coverage or post-event write-up of BOA Summer Live.
Oh! Ayun, pero...
Mahaba-habang plano to.
Oo nga eh, pero...
Ay, natapakan na ako ng backlogs. So, alam mo na natin kung anong gagawin kay Mickey.
Yeah! It involves around... something.
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
Ikaw, bahala dun ah.
Oo.
Hugas kamay ako dyan, ako si Pilato. Now...
Anyway, so nandito tayo. Although you are painfully kang pumunta rito. It
yes,
pains
totally.
You.
It pains me to go here kasi...
Literally and figuratively?
Yes. Umabot sa punto na kailangan ko ubusin ng iced tea ko.
Oh.
Na 1 litro sa bahay. Para maano dito. Kasi pag...
Malamig ba yun?
Yes. Pag iniwan ko dito, mainit na yun. Tsaan na.
Naging tea na.
And yeah, yung kanin ko doon, I hope hindi siya na nabumpanis.
Bumpanis.
Oh.
Ganun ba yun eh?
Oh, bumpanis.
So, anyway, so hindi naman mahirap pumunta rito.
Yes.
So ano lang ba, from kasi kung galing kami sa Kainta, sakay ng Ayala, going from Baligol, Baligol, punta ka lang ano, Ayala.
Yeah.
Then bababa ka. Supposedly, medyo nag-detour tayo ng kaunti thanks to you.
No thanks. Pero, to me. No,
so,
thanks,
anyway,
to, no but, thanks to the ice that I drank.
So, ayaw ang pagkakitindi ko pag ano ba, ano ka sa Gilpuyat, tapos...
Hilpuyat.
Yeah.
So, malapit lang tayo dito sa University of Makati or di Makati?
Makati University. Likod, actually.
Okay.
Ayan.
Now.
So, yun nga. Event.
So, yeah. Event itself. Next to your trusty ways...
No, more of the Google GP. Ay, na tama, Waze.
Waze.
Oh.
Yeah. So, thanks to that, nakakating kami sa The Collective around 2 p.m.
3.
3?
3?
3
na.
3 na?
Oo.
Halos 3 p.m. na.
Oo.
Well, and I think the event started around 2 in the afternoon or 2 before 3.
Paano mo nasabi?
Kasi, ano pa ba ang mga nag-perform doon?
Marami pa eh. Parang 6 yata nag-perform eh.
Yeah, I think so.
No. So, ayun. So, anyway. So, nakita natin yung B-side na, di ba?
Yes, B-side. Uh-oh. The home of Flip Top.
Yes.
Dito namamahay yung mga Flip Top battles.
So, baka nga, nakikita nyo baka sa YouTube. Tapos na ngayon eh. So, susunod na yata sila ngayon eh.
Susunod na pa sila?
Malay ko. Ito naman lang eh.
Well, yeah. Kung makita natin yung makita ko si Shay.
Oh, yeah. Paborito mo ba yan? No. Idol mo ba?
No.
Oh, ganun.
Nakita ko lang yun first sa book signing ni Stanley Chen, then yeah, something like that. Ah, pero no, really. Mabalik tayo dun sa ating
So, pupunta natin dito. Yun
pupunta
nga.
Natin dito. We're near the trains. We're near the, ano. So
medyo na, ano lang, medyo expectations ko. I have to adjust it. Kasi akala ko, medyo parang yung ano, otomo nag-atari style.
Yes.
Pero hindi pala, parang open area lang.
Yes.
Kumbaga para sa town square complex na naka-enclose sa mga ano ibang mga bar sa ano gilid, which of course sarado dahil tanghali yung event. Ayun. So open area, medyo mainit ng konti.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, pero it's a good thing kasi for the cameras kasi madaling picturean yung mga banda.
Banda.
Oh,
and cosplayers, some cosplayers
which I guess, siningit na lang. So, ito yung parang ano eh, parang ito yung opposite ng mga normal events eh. Mm. Yung banda yung nakasingit, ngayon yung cosplayers na yung nakasingit. Mm. Which okay lang naman.
Okay lang naman sa atin. Kasi basically, yun naman talaga, ano ba talaga punto ng otaku summer jam?
It's the band.
It's the bands.
Yes, jamming.
Yeah.
Although, medyo hindi pa rin yung event, parang medyo na it's parang one foot is on the anime side, one foot is on the traditional side.
Mm.
Music. So, yung mga banda na ikita mo, nagtutugtog rin ng normal songs.
OPM song. Normal songs.
Oh, yung Japanese din, parang naalala ko yung kinanta nila yung parang Hero. Di ba sa Hero rin yun?
No.
Isa sa composition nila sa My Hero Nation yata eh.
Ganun ba yun?
Oh, parang pamilya ng kanta eh.
Hindi ko alam kung ano kung yun talaga yun.
It's just so familiar. I've heard it somewhere.
I've heard it on a band and one of their band performances though. Yun lang masasabi ko.
Yun lang.
But I'm not watching here, so yeah.
So yun lang naman. Mabait naman yung L5R actually.
Yeah, they're good. Aww. They're good people and they and masasabi ba natin they know what they're doing?
For now hindi pa. Kasi nangangapa pa lang eh.
Yes.
Pero either way, I doubt naman magkakaroon ng reklamo sa Facebook about them.
Because ito lang, I think this is the standard. Para ma-define natin kung may mga nagreklamo mga tao.
Ano?
The size of the people and...
Siguro, pwede rin.
That's a basis. That's only basis. The size of the people that will determine. Mas maraming tao, there are chances, high chances na may magreklamo
sa kanila. Siyempre, no one, we cannot, ano, di ba?
With a few people inside B-side, here the collective.
You know, honestly, matuwa sila.
Although, I need to drink yung dala kong iced tea outside kasi bouncers.
Tapos sasabi mo naman pag nag-FX tayo, uy, kailangan ko lang siya.
Oh, God. Actually, malapit na.
Saan tayo? Hindi, mamaya. City Landa lang, no? Anyway, mamaya na
lang.
Sige. So, meron ba nakita?
Yep.
Okay. So, ayun.
So, there.
Yun din yung mga banda. Any bands that memorable sa'yo?
Ang naalala ko mostly is yung dalawa. Yung nanalo talaga eh.
Yung
SMB and yes.
Naalala ko yung Japonesa kasi siyempre
may... Japonesa ang dilat.
Very, okay. di na sila nagpapa... Ano sa event scene eh.
Hmm.
Dito na lang eh.
Dito na lang. Hindi.
Yung Asterisk.
Asterisk, yeah. Yeah,
they say, still, ano, pero more of ano sila, normal sila ngayon eh.
Yeah. But, yun nga, but then again, the two bands, Hiyas and, ano ba yun, Sadistic?
Something.
SMB. SMB. Let's call
it SMB. Perfect na perfect yung pagkaka-Death Note nila dun eh.
Death Note or Death Metal?
Death Metal. Hindi, yung una nila yung Death Note.
Death Note. That's
Death Note opening yun.
Oh, great.
Oh,
I don't know that.
Hindi ko naman. It's too young. You're too young for that.
I'm too young for that and I'm
that was 2000.
I'm too much on the Moe side, you know.
When anime was dark.
Wow.
Leon.
That was... Wow. So, yun eh.
Grabe
basically, rakrakan.
Oh, rakrakan na lang.
Rakrakan na lang. Raknai 2!
Yeah.
Let me say that again.
Ano?
Raknai 2!
Ganun ba yun, no?
Satan Tai. Rock Knight 2!
Ano ba? Mag-hero workshop dubbing ka na ba?
Babangat ako, tuturo kita. Okay. My time.
Naalala ko tuloy yung ano. Anyway, naalala ko yung sino yung ano, yung dalawang parang kambal na gitarista. Yung sa Hiyas yun.
Sa Hiyas yun.
Di sila anime band talaga eh.
Yeah.
Di nga no.
Di sila.
Yung may wireless guitar sila eh. Yeah. Nakakatawa. Pero talagang natawa ko doon sa picture eh. Yung parang, yung hinahawakan yung gitara ng isa. It's just, it
stop! Stop!
I just showed the picture to Mickey na lang.
Yeah.
It has a meaning. Okay. Yeah, pero kaya na sila nalo kasi ang problema doon sa mga ganun rin yung sakit ng mga ano, yung sakit ng mga J-band eh.
Ang sakit na basically dapat nanalo ang Hiyas pero SMB nanalo. Why? Because
okay, akala ko
they're far with each other pero
okay, akala ko
ng Hiyas.
Akala ko nga free for all to eh. Yung pala may rules pala.
Yes. Kasi paano naman may rules kasi okay. Overtime time. We were supposed to end at 6 PM eh.
Oo nga. Ayun.
I think I just saw Academy after. Okay, let me call him. Kasi pala yung partner.
Wala, kumakain pa ako eh.
Yeah, wala lang.
Ayun.
So, yeah, I just called arcadimac.com here. Uso tayo dito, yeah.
Anyway, so, ano sinabi mo? Ay, yung Hiyas?
Yeah, no? Hiyas. Yes, hindi sila nanalo na, no, ng first place kasi tagal nila.
Oh,
yeah. Tagal duration nila. Now,
madalas na talaga mga lumang banda. Makikita mo talaga yung mga lumang banda dito eh. Mm. Ayun. Although, siyempre, di ba nakita yung mga umaga, baka nandun pa sila.
Mm. Actually, it should be starting 10 AM eh. And I thought B-side is like aircon space. Kasi okay. Yung nakikita ko sa flip-top, it's a dark space. Pero apparently,
Looks can be deceiving. Parang ano lang yun.
Looks
parang
can be deceiving picture, because of flip-top. Okay.
Parang picture lang yun ng mga pagkain sa ano eh. Commercially. It's not what you expect. Ika nga. Ayun. So, anything else? Anything to add? Actually, wala naman masyadong ano kasi ilang naman talaga. It's just a band. It's just a band. Band jamming. Hmm. Ay, although yung mga ano, no, yung mga kumanta sa statistics talaga nagwala yung mga audience eh.
Rock Knight 2!
Ako, masarap. Ano kaya feeling nun kapag nag-ganon ka tapos lasing ka? Wow, ultimate hangover. Baka mahulog pa ulo mo dun.
Wow.
I guess wala na. Wala na ba tayong sasabihin pa?
I was supposed to say something, kaso alas 7:48 bits eh.
Ano?
Sabi mo mga balita na dito sa ano ko sa...
Saan?
Medyo nasa mid ako. Yung balita na dito sa USB ko.
Ah, hindi. Ano na yan? Sa ibang ano na yan. Hmm. Strict muna tayo sa ano Summer Jam. So, is there anything else na monetize Summer Jam?
The cosplayers.
Jam? Oh yeah, the cosplayers.
Nandun si Deadpool.
Although, unti lang naman. Wala pa yatang 5.
Hmm. Hindi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Basta less than 9.
Naalala ko tuloy. Kailan, mago man inaalala ko yung banda na may kumanta ng Let It Go. Naisip ko, The Kids Run Wild.
medyo nailing ako doon eh. Pero sabi sa akin ni Rhea ng anime page, Let It Go, Let It Go.
That's what they say, Let It Go. Para nawili sa drums eh. anyway, so speaking of...
I have explicit taste in music. Such as like jazz.
Saka how were you able to tolerate that, ano, yung ingay doon?
I didn't really tolerate, I was, hindi ko talaga na-tolerate, I mean...
Hindi ka kasi nag-earphones, ako nag-earphones pa ako eh.
Well, it's mind over matter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
You're just destroying your ears.
Yeah, basically.
Baka nagsipag ano yun yung mga luga mo dyan, mulis na.
Huwag naman. Pero minsan kailangan ko natakpan yung tenga ko, hindi mo lang nakita.
Ano?
Okay. So, yan. Basically, the cosplayers. Nandun si Deadpool, si War Machine.
Kasi nanalo, eh. Sure.
Hindi.
Ay, di pala si War Machine.
Si War Machine.
Si first yata si Dead.
The champion. The Umalizord.
Yung si War Machine, siya rin nasa live eh.
Mm-hmm.
Pumunta dito eh.
The award-winning Umalizord na nakatabi ko na as judge dun sa Valenzuela.
Well, at siguro wala naman ako may reklamo sa ano. Kasi hindi naman to cosplay competition in per
se. It's not really a serious cosplay competition.
So, yeah. I'll let it go. Laga napaka-universal ng kante, yung ano na yun.
No, the message is so universal. And we have the arcademac.com right here. So, hi, Mac.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, we're doing RTO 53.
Okay. I-record ko na lang.
Okay, Jesse. So, kumusta naman?
Okay. I came in late. I had Jillian come in first. Yeah, it was a great event, although the participation could have been more participative with more audiences. They moved the time and the date so and the venue for so many times that even the staunchest of Tatakos would be dismayed. Although the concept is great, it worked. You can see from the audience that they were enjoying themselves, and the venue was quite okay. But a lot more participants would have been more better.
Medyo mainit at that time, na pero it's okay lang kasi mahangin sa Makati. So yeah, I was thinking about the event changes, ano, mabalik tayo doon, ano. So they really tried to avoid major events.
Yeah, upon the suggestion of the media partners, I also alerted them. They initially had an event scheduled to match
Osin's day 3. And the day before that.
The day before that was what was that?
Anong date yun?
Yeah, sabi ko nga pare sa Valenzuela nga, yun lang inaisip ko eh.
Somewhere after I went to Valenzuela.
I cosplay ba yun? Tagal na yan.
No. That was last year?
March.
March, after nung pumunta ako sa Valenzuela. That from what I was thinking, baka yun yung Las Piñas qualifier ng Cosplay Idol 2.
Yeah, at Las Piñas. Star mo Las Piñas, yeah. Ay, at the video.
Sama
ng mga ano.
Hindi kasi.
Hindi kasi sa ano. So, basically, we're free-for-all tayo ngayon. So, okay tayo doon. I was thinking kasi, I was thinking positively about the schedule changes. Kasi, they tried to avoid the event eh. Pero, yeah, in exchange for that, they have to suffer losing possible event-goers na pupunta sa event.
Hindi, usin pa lang eh. Obviously na eh.
No.
Yung tuusin yun yung wise decision talaga na i-move.
Oh, pero why did they really move that in the first place? Yung first na to April 27.
Hindi ko na makuha.
Yes. Now, that really went on to be a problem afterwards kasi they moved the event date twice.
Pero okay na rin yun kasi medyo na rin eh.
Okay na yun, pero kung hindi nila minove yun ng ano, kung talaga they really set the final date, that would be okay. Mas marami yung pupunta dito. Kasi mga 50 people ang pumunta dito, 60, pero, 70. That doesn't really matter because everyone enjoyed. At least they try to avoid that and make the best decision possible.
Yes.
Ilang yung reservation ko?
I guess wala na rin ako ma-add pa doon sa sinabi mo. Ayan. So, we are back dito. Masabi back to back eh, kasi...
We're doing RTO, you want? Okay.
So,
we're finished. Papawi na yung mga taga-SPH.
Wrapping up na. Sige na.
Okay. So, wait.
Cosplay
Idol,
sa
Cosmicon.
Our judges, si Christian, Christian Amali, si Mike Abundo, si Sheila Millet,
yung paborito mo.
Si Shigeru Duro, at saka si Arby Cheng.
So you're getting Mike Abundo for the qualifier?
Yes.
How did you get Mike Abundo? How did you get him?
Una iba na yung CPH, nag-judge na siya. He's a man of our charity works.
Yeah. Although Cosmicon, we didn't really register as one of the media partners because it's Alabang.
Well, it's part of Fantasm.
Fantasm is part of Fantasm.
Because it's Cosplay Idol.
Okay.
It's the Wildcard.
Okay, so Alabang.
Technically, you're part of it because for the Cosplay Idol.
I see.
Ayun, sige.
Okay. I'm still hesitant about Alabang eh kasi...
Alayo, no?
Alabang, taga-Pasig ka, di ba?
Valenzuela na ako.
Valenzuela ka na?
Malinta,
Valenzuela. So, akala ko taga-Pasig ka. Yeah.
MRT, hindi. Di rin naabot MRT. Kasi Alabang eh. Ha? Sige.
Okay. Let's see what we can do. Pagpapanuhan pa namin yung magiging ruta namin, if possible.
Ayan.
Thank you. That was David DeAngelo of Narto Cosplays Philippines about the announcement of CosmicCon qualifier, the wildcard qualifier for the Cosplay Idol Season 2 at CosmicCon sa Festival Super Mall Alabang. We're back with Arcady Mac.
Yes. Hello.
So we were talking about the schedule changes kanina. They made their decision, although that is in exchange, nawalan sila ng prospective na pupunta.
Yeah. Otherwise, they won't really have any participants since all the cosplayers, all the congoers will be going to an established and more popular convention or event. So they were given suggestions. I'm sure they had a lot of feedback from the community who were genuinely interested in the event. I can say that it was a great event. It could have been a great event, and somehow things did not pan out well since April has been very hectic for the community,
as well as for us,
as well as the bloggers and the reporters who dutifully report on the events, and which is why I don't know. Hopefully, the next time when the schedules are not that hectic, then they could have a better event.
They mentioned parang within 3 months yata may another event pa yata sila ulit eh, or they're planning another event. Narinig ko lang, di ba?
Yeah. They said every 3 months.
Every three months.
They plan another event.
Yan na.
So, magsisimula ng L5R to really invest on the otaku scene.
Oh, pero siguro more of small times muna, paunti-unti lang, mga maliit-liit lang.
Maybe meetups?
Mga ganitong level.
But I don't really expect na they will make a full-blown cosplay competition.
Hindi naman sila gagawa ng maling parang boa. Di pa naman. Masyado pang malaki yun.
Yeah, small events. I think small events would work.
Pero ang L5R ba tag sa Makati normally na gaano?
No, the first event was actually in Quezon City.
Yes, Quezon City. So mga Sagiho, I think?
Some super club.
Area 5 super club dapat ang event place eh.
Some super club.
Nga pala, dyan pala yung original, yung March 26.
Yes. Now, meron pa silang mga schedule na gigs aside from Area 5, super club, meron pa eh. Sa Quezon City, I don't know if Sagiho is included, but they have the Squeezers as one of their, kumbaga, they served as home to the Squeezers, which is yung banda ni Sarix Cantatero.
Yes.
Ah, siya yung last na nag-perform.
Yes, so last na perform. Which is, he's a DJ for a masa station called Radio Mindanao Networks IFM.
Sa Mindanao ba yan?
Nope.
Kasi bakit may Mindanao dun?
Because I started in Mindanao.
Let's
get started with the Radio Trigger, right?
Hindi ko alam yan. Anong FM station?
IFM.
Ayun.
Okay, so what do you think about the event? Is it a pop or a flop?
As an event itself, I think people enjoyed themselves. I think, people did enjoy themselves. From a financial standpoint, that remains to be seen since I don't think the expenses could have been by the entrance itself. Although there are the sponsors, the exhibitors that were there. So it remains to be seen if it was profitable.
Saka, small naman, it's okay maybe to lose a little bit.
Yeah. And just to get their name into the into the community. And with the help of the bloggers who attended, they'll get some, generate some noise.
Word of mouth or market influence, parang ganun.
Yeah. So, yun. Now, what do you think, Al?
Huh? About the event?
Pop or flop?
In terms of audience appeal, I guess it's a success yan. Kasi even rin naman ako natuwa rin. Ako eh. Ayun.
Tapos,
buwa mo. Ah. Ayun. And although yung nga sabi rin Arcady Mac, yung financial side remains to be seen. Pero yung nga, as I said nga, na it's okay lang to lose a little bit, pero you know naman sila, naman maganda naman talaga siya. Tingnan natin kung may I doubt naman or feeling ko naman wala namang siguro magre-reklamo sa Facebook eh.
So, okay, here's the actually I have this determinant eh. So to determine kung may magre-reklamo online, kasi ito lang 'yan eh. Pag marami talagang tao, may higher chances na magre-reklamo sila. Pag mababang population turnout. There are low chances.
Oh.
Yeah.
So far pa, di ba? Ngayong BOA summer, like, wala nang reklamo, di ba?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So far.
They got their money's worth, I assure you.
Oh, yes.
Star Marie and Ocho Sentai. You can't lose 300 pesos like that. Oh. You can...
Wala siguro magre-reklamo. Mahal, wala.
Yeah.
Wala, yun. Pinilahan pa nga yung boot ng noise, di ba? Yung naka-merchandise nila.
Yeah. And we were there at the, at the meet and greet.
No. Ay, kahapon, right?
Yeah,
can eat. So, meet and greet. Speaking of meet and greet, masegway lang tayo. Pat asked for San Miguel. Kung ano ba paboritong beer ng noise? San Miguel beer.
Yeah.
Bakit? And it was like, Pat showed high five. The audience. And, yeah, he's trolling, I know. Pero, yeah, they talk about Jollibee, they talk about San Miguel beer. And,
so in short, ano yung mga Pinoy experience?
Yes. Yes, and Pat is talking about how Don Ramon Ang, the so-called Don Ramon Ang of San Miguel, will really like those words.
Yes, because, and promotion.
At the end of the day, it's all about business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, can you envision a commercial like, when well, I the Don?
Well,
but Ocho Sentai.
Well, yeah.
Isang bangkatayo.
I didn't think about that, no. Pero yeah, you can't really imagine for the meantime, because Noise has a niche fan base. I still believe Noise still has its own niche fan base. Hindi pa sila malaki.
Yeah.
And although they already opened an international a fan club or fan site.
Oh nga. Yeah, they're trying hard to appeal to the Filipino audience. Di ba yung Pinoy ako?
That's what we call the Tacloban trilogy. That's the Tacloban trilogy series. Pinoy ako, Iliwanag sa Dilim, and the another one is Superhero from Rocksteady.
Yun lang may kinatanel. Di ba may kinatapos sila?
Meron pa sila.
Kinatanel and Darna, di ba?
Yes, that was their first. Now, medyo na tayo. Pero yeah, Ryan already posted the hashtag saying na, no, Ocho Sentai noise for Jollibee commercial, I think.
Ganun, no?
Yeah.
Pwede rin.
Yeah, Ocho Sentai. We'll have to talk about Ocho Sentai noise later on.
Yeah.
Mm. Let's go back to Otaku Summer Jam. Now, sabi ko nga, may mga spectators dyan, tayo, naging pagkakakan. And again, though it has a low population turnout, it has this Monday.
Your energy.
The energy is
high. Over 9,000.
No, it's not.
It's over 9,000!
It's over 9,000! But then again, it's the same with Bo Summer Live.
Yeah.
Low people equals to bigger, stronger bonds.
Yeah.
Pag maraming tao sa isang event, hindi lang reklamo ang maririnig mo. Is parang they have circles among circles among circles. Natatambay sila sa hall 5 na holding area. And yeah, kaya that might be also the reason why kung bakit nagreklamo isang isang or nagreklamo ba or napaparang talaga na sinabi talaga na kung hindi ka taga kung taga eyeball clan ka, wala kang ticket, magsilabas ka. Eyeball clan. And what the F is eyeball clan?
Yeah. Anyway, ano kinalaman na sa Summer Jam?
Summer Jam is
popular to population.
Comparison to population. Because we can't really have to compare the audience here, there, and on the,
no,
the,
day.
Kasi the event.
Yeah, compare 35,000 to 35.
Pag pumunta ka rito, alam mo talaga ipupuntahan mo rito. Pag pumunta ka nun sa BOA, alam mo ipupuntahan mo doon.
Yes. Setting expectations.
So pag tinan mo, not dissing Ozin, di ba? Pumunta ka Ozin, ano ba ina-expect mo sa Ozin? Parang wala na halos.
Meron!
Is the cosplay?
Meron, because I have an agenda when I went there. Although, I'll still have to wait for
August. I mean, hindi ikaw. Kasi ikaw, media tayo eh. Just saying. Pero pag pumunta yung con-goer doon, ano ba ang Ozin? Cosplay mania, di ba? Sabi cosplay mania, cosplay.
Cosplay.
Oo. So, ano ang Ozin? Ano na ba ang identity ng Ozin ngayon? Pagbenta ng tarpaulin?
They wanted to launch the magazine again, right? Mm. Which they did then.
They did ba?
They did then. But nobody noticed. Yeah. Nobody really reported about it except Denimo.
Ewan pa rito kasi ito lang nagre-report sa magazine eh. And I always think that those are dead.
That is, you can still be an authority on the dead tree publishing industry.
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, pero si Mickey kasi yung our partner yun eh. Ano yun sa SciCom eh? Yung mga, ano yun? Yung mga Wattpad stories.
Yeah, he's making Wattpad stories online.
With, ano, with including manga cover. Manga like, or anime like covers.
Wait, Mickey's doing that?
Hindi naman. Pero he's hoping, di ba yung kanyang isa sa mga...
Works niya.
Oo.
I hope that worked na. Pero moving back to, yun nga, what I learned about these things, kasi this week, puno ng events, tatlo yung mga pinuntahan natin.
Tatlo ba?
Mm-mm. Ozin, Boa, and...
Ay, ikaw pala yung Ozin.
Yeah. Ozin, Boa, tao Summer Jam. What I learned about these things is that means, ano ba, introspection lang eh. Mm. The people, kumbaga, we as the so-called media, I'll say it straight. It's media, with media. Emphasis. Are warranted by the people to say what they see.
Yeah.
Kumbaga,
what they, oh yeah, what
the
they,
media is the sum, media summarizes up what people really, ano.
Oh, parang ganun. Yun yung supposed, yun yung supposedly the real, the correct way or the,
ideal?
The ideal way, ayun. Mm. What idea, what media should be, kama. Yeah. Which, anyway. Yeah,
but that was, we'll reserve that for another day. Like, I know. What are our perspectives on events?
Kasi I still treat myself as a writer, not a reporter, not a, ano, because I write. I just write.
What are you going to? Where are you going that? Sinabi mo.
So, kumbaga, yun nga, talking about... I've said it thrice I think about dun sa kung mga may nagreklamo mga ganyan dito wala kang makikita ng reklamo and yet you still have a bond with others.
Bonding time yun,
bonding time. It's really yeah. Bonding
time. Parang feeling ko nga yung mga nandyan mga kaibigan din ng mga
bands
yeah. Yes magkakaibigan yung mga bands yan I think.
Lalo na yung, ano, yung sa district eh. Talagang nagwawala na sila eh.
Rock Night 2!
Ay, any idea kung sino yung nag, ano, yung...
Yung head ng L5R?
Oo, siya ba yung nagsalita dun sa end of the stage?
Yung, the guy in green.
The big one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ano siya yata eh?
He's the head.
Yeah, but you know, I am not sure, but they didn't really introduce themselves.
Yung cosplay catwalk ko no eh. Talagang,
yes.
Nagnyari na lang eh. Parang sige, matatapos na eh. Malakarin
yeah.
Na lang.
Oh yeah.
Well,
we had a cosplay catwalk. Okay.
Nakalagay sa kanilang ano, letter sa atin.
Ano?
Na kumbaga alongside the pants, there will be a cosplay competition.
Parang ginawa.
Although yes, low cosplayer competitor turnout. So kaya yun eh, sinabak na lang sila sa final round.
Yeah.
Kahit na nangyari itong mga ito, I'm still okay with this.
Yeah.
Moving back to what I'm saying about, ano, kumbaga what I really learned. Yun nga, I really learned about stories.
Can you check if it's still...
Sige. Palita ka din.
Yun. So okay, I really learned about the... I can't really sum this up eh, pero natutuwa ako sa experience ko as a writer for Delamoy, as an editor for Delamoy.
Okay.
Because sa dami-dami ng mga events na napuntahan ko, itong mga small, these what you can call these small-time events.
Yes, yeah. Yung mga niche talaga.
Niche events. But as with Otomonogatari.
Ito yung ating spiritual successor.
Yeah, the spiritual successor na Otomonogatari. You feel the bond. I've been saying this. I'm sorry if I'm being really repetitive.
Yung BoA Summer Live, para nandun rin eh. Kahit medyo may pagka-mainstream yung BoA. Nandun yung may band rin dun eh.
It's not really that mainstream kasi ano ba?
Kasi
Noise and Star Marie. At sino ba mga media partners? Tayo mga nasa internet, sa online. Yeah. Did we get media partners from the traditional media? No.
Yeah, nandun yung Hero.
Pero they're partners.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
They're partners.
But
that's
otherwise, it. They didn't, yeah. Good point. They didn't get the bigger media outfits.
Yes.
They did it on purpose yata, no?
No, the fact that they placed it in Metro 10 when they actually own Mall of Asia. Then, no, SMX.
Kasi parang hindi. Kasi pag...
They really didn't want anyone to go.
Hindi, kasi SMX is too big for that. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Parang it's too expensive to have that event. Okay. Isip ko naman sa mega trade hall, parang hindi naman pwede.
Yeah.
Kasi magko-concert ka dun eh. So, mas maganda talaga yung Metro 10. Unang
one,
sa Metro, sarado din sa umaga. Tapos, kaya since sa umaga yung event, okay lang mag-ingay din ng ano.
Okay.
Free parking pa. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Di ba? Ayun. So, so yun yung sinasabi yung mas
nakita yun. That's what I was saying. Although hindi ko talaga masabi ko na sasabihin ko, it's still in my tongue. Yeah. Hindi ko masabi.
Susulit mo na lang siguro sa side.
I hope I can really organize my thoughts.
Yeah. So is there anything else before we, yung nga, kain na tayo?
Oh, kain na tayo?
sige po.
Let's plug in arcadymac.com, the Cosplay Cafe.
Hello, I'm Action Mac of ArcadyMac.com. We ArcadyMac. Well, I really like Omega Red, whose fictional real name is Arcady. So yeah, Arcady and my the first few letters of my last name. So ArcadyMac, which very few people really know how to pronounce. But we will make them.
Deremoe also attack.
Yeah, it's like Deremoe and Deremoe and Deremoe.
What are the variants of the variants
it's,
that
it's
people?
Like, it's like Nokia. It's Nokia,
Nokia.
So we just.
How about Deremoe? How many variants?
Two. Deremoe and Deremoe. Always means na it's either one, they don't know how to pronounce her name, two, they don't watch anime.
Yeah. Like if you say Deremo, you don't watch anime.
No, if you don't really watch anime, Deremo would be the pronunciation. But Arcadymac, not really. good reference or comparison, but yeah.
Yes, Arcadymac.com, we just love to show cosplayers having fun. We leave the analysis to Deremoe, we leave the journalism to Anime PH, we leave the videos to Otakista, and
we're one circle.
Yeah.
Not to mention, syempre nandito rin sapat sa LOM natin, patent company, so journalism, it's either Anime PH or Anime Pilipinas.
Radyo Pirata.
Well, though I'm now block timing for Radyo Pirata as Radyo Pirata. So I steered away out of TechRant.
Pero kami naman may plano.
May plano kayo ni Mickey. So I'll leave Mickey to your... Okay, so yes, that's arcadymac.com, the Cosplay Cafe. Ikaw, Al.
Ayan, ay, siyempre, Deremoe. Moe, please. Moe. And you can found me at Solidad, Solidad, sa Twitter. I guess, yun lang.
Okay, so the latest on Deremoe.com this week, we will have our usual tidbits. May mga nakuha na ako mga tidbits issues, so...
And pictures. Expect pictures.
We love pictures? Tidbits. Especially tasty tidbits.
Okay, now about those pictures. Yes, we had this upgraded our photo rig.
A little bit.
So we're by the power of Al's Wi-Fi, we're now regularly updating. Once we have Al, basta ito lang ang protocol. Once we have Al in the event, we have quality pictures.
Pag-bump yung quality.
If we don't have Al in the event, especially Fantasm, because you won't attend,
expect,
you bastard.
Expect mobile quality pictures.
Expect no updates at all. We lead them to our fellow media partners.
Oh, ganun na yun.
Ganun lang yun. So, kumbaga, let it go.
So, let it go. yun ang show title natin, Let It Go. So, kayo na yung kinig.
So, visit us at Deremoe.com and you can listen to all the other episodes of Roundtable Otakus Podcast on Deremoe.com/podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Roundtable Otaku. and Team Deramuen. This has been a Sortex, Jay, and you have just had your dose of roundtable tacos here at Makati City. Don't just share the news, we talk about it. Isang magandang araw sa ating lahat.
Der Wind erheult so wie der Sturm ganz tief in mir. Het wird mij te veel, hoop mijn best ook dit. Beran ta men jing lai kan jen, zuo hao nu hai zu xiang di da zong jian. Bi sa yin ren ting, wo du en yo. Men ül a jég. Desde la distancia, qué pequeño todo es. Y las voces que em dominaban, per sempre han fugit. No è un difetto, è una virtù. E non la fermerò mai più. Ne manderò, ti aiuto che. Ik toch al niet mee.